The governor calls the roads a chance to grow economic opportunities in rural Alaska and create jobs. But John Gaedeke, the chairman of the Brooks Range Council, says only industry will benefit from the roads.
I think the roads to resources is kind of a misnomer because it sounds like those resources are being made available to Alaskans, but the reality is they're being offered up to people outside of Alaska, and then we're footing the bill with the road, and our wilderness, our way of life, all that has to be sacrificed to pay for these developments.
The Ambler Mining District holds one of the largest undeveloped copper zinc deposits in the world. A study commissioned by the Department of Transportation in September of last year estimated the cost of the Ambler Road to be $430 million, with annual maintenance costs over $8 million. The Brooks Range Council says the true cost would be more than double that figure, and that the high sulfide rock to be mined if the road is built would leach acid into the environment, harming wild fish populations and requiring costly annual cleanup long into the future. Other critics of the road are also becoming more vocal. The community of Bettles in July passed a resolution officially opposing the road. Gaedeke says any road should be approved by the people who live there.
These large-scale open-pit mine operations and the roads and infrastructures that they need are so massive. You know, you could literally send a spaceship to Mars with the amount of money that they're talking about spending. And that's supposedly during hard economic times. I would like to see the villagers and the people in the far north of Alaska, you know, look around and say, what do they want?
And to tell the governor what they want, the Brooks Range Council is collecting signatures for a petition calling on the governor to abandon the project.
Signing a letter to the governor sends the message that the development, the so-called progress, is not favorable to everyone. And we're not all just jumping on board for the possibility of more jobs and cheaper fuel. Most of the people that I know out here live out here not because they're looking to have cheaper fuel or more jobs. It's a lifestyle choice. They're living off the land, or they're enjoying the independence that living this far out gives you.
So far, the Brooks Range Council hasn't received any official response from the governor's office. If the Ambler Road project stays on schedule, DOT hopes to begin the permitting process for the road in October. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.